Hi, this is Haley here with Pastor John Paul at God's Country Cowboy Church.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about yourself before we get into talking about this ministry here.
I was born into the cattle industry, and I've been around horses and cattle my whole life. And then as I was raised in a conservative Christian home, but like most of us went and tried things my own way as a young man, and as that didn't work very well, I was drawn back to Lord in my late 20s, and as I was going to church more and learning more and starting to study, I was aware that He wanted me to start sharing the gospel, and at first it really intimidated me because I didn't understand how that could work with my lack of education, formal education, and I wasn't a speaker at the time. I never public spoke, and yet I had this calling in my heart, and I knew also that it was to Western people, and so then after several years, it didn't just happen, but I knew it was coming, and one day I saw a guy preaching, and he had a very unique personality, and I understood at that point in time that I wasn't called to be some of the great evangelists that I knew, like Billy Graham. I was called to be John Paul and do it as John Paul would do it. And then that freed me up to start. And I started doing horse shows and rodeos and Western events of all sorts. And from there, eventually it grew to this ministry here.
So tell me a little bit about how the ministry got started here in Coldwater.
How it got started here in Coldwater was, it's twofold. There was two people. One of them is deceased now, and his brand is actually at the top of the podium there, that two-circle bar, and his name is Chuck Brass, and I was helping him do some ranch work, is what I do for a living, and he had cancer, and he was famous around here for being wild, very wild. And he came to me one day, and he says, my wife thinks that I need to start going to church. He says, but I've been to them, and I'm not very interested in it. But if you would start something, I'll come. And I was already feeling like I was supposed to, and that really encouraged me. And then the other thing that happened is there's a young couple that's not here tonight, but they're here usually, and they had a wedding. By the end of the wedding, I'd got to know so many local people, and they, through that performance, there was just over and over again, people were saying, we just wish we could have something like this every week. And so about 2 weeks after their wedding, we started, and we've been going ever since.
And so when did you get started then?
We started October a year ago.
Mm-hmm. And so how big would you say the congregation is?
Our average is about 60. Mm-hmm. But it bounces from 35 or 40 to 100. You never know from week to week, really.
And what do you think it is that draws people here?
I think the number one thing is that it's comfortable. They can come as they are. Like tonight, there was a fellow with the puppy, and if there's something that they don't, I've had people, if they don't understand right there, we'll just have a conversation right then. We'll just work through it like one-on-one, but only everybody's involved. It's just very comfortable, and I think that that's the biggest drawing card.
So it's really difficult, I think, to understand some of the Bible sometimes. How do you translate Bible into what people can, deal with and wrap their heads around?
I pray about it, and it's very interesting that I too struggle. If I'm just reading the Bible for the purpose of my own education, it has some of it's intriguing. But when I start reading the Bible for the purpose of teaching others, it comes to life. The Holy Spirit intercedes, and it's amazing how much more life it just jumps out at me, and it's interesting when it happens like that. I can be very confident that it's real and true. Whereas if I'm studying on my own and I'm understanding in my own knowledge and power, it could be flawed.
So is there a particular denomination or affiliation that this church is sort of with?
No, we're our own entity, and I feel very strongly that we're not to be a part of one of them, we're to be a part of all of them. And as much as I feel strong about that I'm to witness to Western people, I also feel a spirit of unity that we're to encourage and help all the churches in Christian faith, and that we're all part of the same church, really.
So why do you think that Kansas particularly is a good place for a church like this?
Because it's a Western culture. Because of it's full of people that live a Western lifestyle, and so something a little less structured and a little more comfortable, and if you can do it in the dirt or in the grass, it's even better. Western people are just comfortable in that setting.
So what do you see as kind of the future of this church or Cowboy Church in general across Kansas and across the United States?
You know, of course I don't know for sure, but I know that there's no doubt in my mind that many, many lives will be changed, and it's when other churches are shrinking, Cowboy churches are growing at a phenomenal rate. And statistically speaking, even traditional churches are strong to women, and Cowboy churches are actually a lot stronger to men. And I'm not sure why that is, other than the Holy Spirit seems to bless it that way, and men like the comfort of it all. So I expect that it's just going to get bigger and stronger, and I expect we'll see a lot more of them.
All right, thank you.
Okay.